SAFM presents another episode of The Paper by Francesco Nasimbeni.
And how did it make you feel?
Like my throat was closing up. I got dizzy. The room was spinning. And I was trying to say something to Tenji.
You were with a friend?
Yes, Tenji. I was going to class, but she was watching this series she loves, and I sat with her for a bit.
Then what happened?
On the program, the TV program, there was this woman. She was being attacked. And I don't know how, but like as I was looking at it, I suddenly, my head became really hot, like really, really hot. And I thought I was going to pass out. And then the picture on the TV got bigger until it was covering me.
I see.
Am I going crazy?
Far from it, as far as I can see.
So what was that?
A panic attack.
But I couldn't breathe. I couldn't move.
Sometimes that's what a panic attack feels like. It can also feel like you're losing consciousness or pressure in your chest. Some people get hot flushes.
But why then? Why then and not any other time?
You were watching a movie, you say?
Yeah, a series.
And you say one of the characters was getting attacked.
Oh, okay, I get you. I got triggered.
Exactly. It set off a neural response in your brain, and you relived the physical symptoms of the trauma.
You're hectic.
When I said you needed to come for counselling, I meant it, Sipokazi. You're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, and I need to check in with you weekly for the next 3 weeks, okay? Okay?
Okay.
Can I respond to you, actually? Because I was thinking about this coming here. Because I've been hearing this statement a lot, and I want to respond to it right here. The statement is science, and that is final. And my response to that is, if we are really committed to decolonizing education, we must realize that science is a whole product of Western modernity. So if you want a practical solution about how to decolonize science, the whole thing needs to be scratched out. No, I'm serious, guys. If we are serious about decolonizing science, we need to restart science from a perspective that makes sense to us. For instance, there's a place in Venda where they believe that with magic, you can send a lightning bolt in an envelope to another person to strike someone. So can you explain that scientifically? Because for me...
It's not true.
Yeah, come on.
Really?
Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, I need to address you personally. Yes, you. When we started this colloquium, we agreed on certain house rules. By you doing that, you are disrespecting that sacredness of the space. So I need you to firstly apologize to the panel directly, and secondly, to abide by the house rules, which are clearly written here on the board. Because it's going to be very problematic. When we started this space, this is not an antagonizing space. So what you are trying to do is collapse this space and make it antagonizing. Don't talk over me. This is not your space. This is a progressive space for people to say their opinions. If you cannot agree, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Do you agree to the rules?
Yes.
Thank you.
So I will finish. So, see, that very response is the reason why. I'm not in the science faculty. I did science throughout my high school years, and there was a lot I didn't... Anyway, Western modernity is the direct antagonistic force against decolonizing because Western knowledge is totalizing. It tells us that it was Newton and Newton only who saw or knew an apple fell on his head and then out of nowhere decided that gravity exists and created an equation for the rest of the world. Whether people knew Newton or not, whether they'd heard of him in Western Africa, in Northern Africa, now suddenly the only way to understand gravity is to understand Newton sat under an apple tree. And we all just supposed to accept that? Just because? Why? Western science is imperial. It is totalizing. It is erasing. It is a global megalith which quashes dissenting voices. So, Western thought is in direct opposition to us because now we are going to produce knowledge that is produced by us, understood by us, and to accommodate our way of thinking.
She's crazy.
Is she?
Yes, can't you see?
There's something in her argument that makes sense, though.
Refi, please. Mathematics doesn't stop being mathematics because we demand it be rethought. 4 times 4 will equal 16 no matter how many decolonial workshops we run. What she's saying is so stupid.
Don't call her stupid.
Why? She is stupid.
Ralph, chill. I believe in scientific inquiry. Just relax. Of course, I know that H2O is water and that we breathe oxygen and that long division and short division create the same answer. We're trying to read between the lines here, not judge the tone of the argument.
There is no argument. You can't decolonize science. Science is science.
That's what the guy in the classroom said. And he was white too.
Oh, please, don't cheapen the argument by playing the race card. A lot of scientists would find fault with her reasoning because there is no reasoning, only emotion.
And that's why I think we need to pay attention to the emotion of the statement instead of just nitpicking around the minutiae.
I hardly call what she's saying minutiae. She's saying she doesn't want to believe in gravity because she'd rather think you can send a thunderbolt in an envelope.
I think you're treading on thin ice here, Ralph.
What? Why? You took chemistry in your first year, remember? Didn't you get a first?
Yeah.
So you... What are you even trying to say? Because I'm beyond lost with you two today. I really am.
So when I was in school, we had a char.
Char?
Yeah, a maid. This reminds me of something a friend was telling me about her maid when she was in high school. So one day, the maid comes to work in tears, inconsolable. So my friend asks her what's wrong. And the maid says she was carrying her salary in an envelope tucked into her bra.
Her bra.
Bras are the best place to keep things. Girl secrets.
Yep, her bra. And she said a man tapped her on the shoulder and used magic to steal it. Because when she got on the train, it wasn't there anymore.
So he stole it. Tapped her on the shoulder to create a distraction while he or a friend managed to somehow get it.
No, but that's not the way she saw it, man. She believed he could do magic. To her, the incident involved the use of magic. To her, the magic was real. That's how she understood it. And you can't really argue with that.
Yes, you could. You could say that...
Look, you just don't understand. Many African people are superstitious, Ralph. Information doesn't just exist in 2 separate columns, Western and African. You can use a cell phone and use Skype and still believe in star signs and whatnot. Or God, or magic, or that 13 is an unlucky number.
Logic and illogic coexist. They don't stay apart.
See what I mean?
Yes, sort of. But your friend's maid and this crazy lady with a lip ring are very different cases. I mean, I don't want to assume things, but the chances are that this maid is not as educated as this crazy Buchle person and her I hate science nonsense. She's a modern South African, gone through the schooling system, gotten into university. She can't really be saying she believes these things. It's impossible. She doesn't personally believe that you can send a lightning bolt through an envelope. She just wants to fight. I bet you R1,000 she doesn't believe that stuff is real.
No, but you don't see. Whether she believes it or not, she's saying something that's actually true. That for a huge amount of African people, magic and indigenous forms of folklore and superstition are very pervasive and active within the culture. That's a given. And you can't judge it. To say it is Stone Age, inferior, illogical, it's just unnecessary. All it creates is shame and anger. If you'd been brought up that way, you'd believe the same. Don't you see?
Okay, I get you. Sorry, I just don't like that kid.
Do you think we like her?
Well, you're defending her.
I don't need to like her to defend her. I think she's a loud-mouthed, pious bully. Unfortunately, she's communicating in an aggressive way, which I don't think is helping, something which is quite relevant. Whether it can be implemented, I don't know. Personally, if I were in charge of decolonizing science, I'd run away. I wouldn't know where to start.
We could always ask her.
Who? The nutcase?
Yeah, get her into chat.
No way.
I don't particularly want to meet her either, but it would make good news.
News is informative. News promotes debate. There's no debate around whether science is real. That's not debatable. What's to debate?
We could maybe engage her in other discussion.
I'm against Riffy, please. No.
All right, I have to bounce. I have class in 10. I'll think about it.
She can't be serious.
Oh, don't worry. We're totally not going to interview that chick. She's whack.
So why is Riffy saying we're going to?
I think maybe to urge us to, I don't know, think in a different way.
What? What kind of way?
A way less resistant to ideas we don't like?
You've been watching me all night. Aren't you going to say hello?
Hello.
Hello to you too, stranger. Having a good time?
Yeah, it's okay.
What? Just okay. Don't you feel it?
What?
Change in the air?
Oh, well, that's cool.
You want a drag?
What is it?
Just a hashish.
No, thanks. I got my beer.
Oh, chill, brother. We're all comrades here. Look. This shoulder's so tense.
I'm cool, thanks.
Are you gay?
What?
Because if you are, I don't mind. There's a lot of LGBT comrades in our struggle.
I know, but I'm not gay, I mean.
Okay, so you're part of Victoria Must Fall?
No.
Then what are you doing here?
Is this a Victoria Must Fall only party?
No, it's just that... well, I guess you're right. A multiple of perspectives are allowed. Plurality. Yeah, that's what he called it. Plurality. I love the word. Don't you? It's so intersectional. So, what are you doing later?
It isn't now kind of later? It's almost midnight.
Is it? Oh, my word. Time goes by so fast, especially when the energy in the room is so high, you know?
High on drugs.
No, high with idealism, not drugs. That's totally not what I was saying. And it's kind of insulting for you to say so, if you don't mind me saying. I was just trying to tell you how I feel, but all you do is push me away. You're so uptight.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
It's okay. You should come to one of our meetings, you know? You'll discover a lot about yourself. It's a very safe space.
So I hear.
You know what? I actually don't have time for people who don't support the struggle.
I support the struggle. I just think there's more to it than vibe, as you call it. I don't need to get high to think I'm tapping into some radical wavelength of dissent. That's for kids. All of you are kids.
Ah, who do you think you are?
You know, I always suspected Victoria Must Fall was a bunch of good-for-nothing Instagram-addicted teenagers. But now I know for a fact I'm right. You people have no idea what real oppression is. All you know how to do is take selfies.
You're a complete asshole.
Thanks. Do you want to go home with me?
Are you serious?
Completely.
Oh, well, okay, fine. But this discussion is not over.
Never said it was.
Let me get my bag.
That was another episode of The Paper by Francesco Nasimbeni. Technical production is by Bongiwe Thomas and Patrick Munana. The serial is directed by Julia N. Malone and is broadcast at 9:45 in the evening, Monday to Thursday.